This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, and we've actually managed to do it this week, which is all kinds of coolness for me. We like to end the week with Dean Weingarten, as I'm trying to adjust this microphone, so everybody ignore me on this part of it. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Thank you. So, what's been going on in your world? What have you been talking about?
Well, I've been looking at the preemption law that's being proposed in West Virginia. It doesn't seem to have much opposition. It looks like it'll probably go through. They already have a pretty strong preemption law for rifles and pistols,
right,
which basically says local governments can't make any laws that would overrule or even not be approved of by the state government. But what they are doing is they're extending that protection of rifles and pistols to basically all other weapons. So, and that includes knives, things like blackjacks or nunchucks or basically any other weapon. I think they make an exception for radiological and explosive weapons, like maybe hand grenades. But basically they are saying that you can carry around, or that local governments cannot make extra laws banning weapons other than, banning any weapons, except for maybe radiological ones. So I'm not too worried about that. And the reason this is important is because it's this trend to actually restore Second Amendment rights to what they were when the Second Amendment was ratified. And that is that you could carry just about any weapon around openly or concealed, and there were no laws against it. And that what happened for about 40 years at the beginning of, after the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. So, West Virginia has done this. Texas did something similar just about a year and a half ago, and where they made brass knuckles, and they earlier decriminalized the carrying of most knives. And this is a trend that's going around the country. And I think it's a good one. There's a group out there called Knife Rights. I don't know if you're familiar with them. But they say they go around and they try to various states and lobby to get rid of the restrictive knife laws, like banning switchblade knives or making it illegal to carry a pocket knife with a blade of more than 1 inch. And they've had very good success. They've had about 15 states that they have restored constitutional rights with to carry knives. And they call it the second front in the fight to restore the Second Amendment. So arms don't just apply to firearms. It applies to other arms as well. And there's been a long history in the United States of various state governments and even the federal government a little bit, restricting your rights to arms other than firearms and saying that it's constitutionally acceptable. So that's one of the things I've been working on.
That's going to come down to the judicial side, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the things Trump's working towards.
Well, it is. Certainly judicial will, I think, eventually weigh in. But what's interesting is a lot of these state legislators, Knife Rights finds that Democrats are willing to decriminalize the carry of knives and restore Second Amendment as regards to knives because they just aren't dialed in on thinking of knives as something the Second Amendment protects. So they're all concerned about regulating and making firearms hard to get. But when it comes to knives, they go, oh, gee, yeah, that is a pretty stupid law. Maybe we should do something about that. It's amazing. Yeah, and it's also because it really does impact minorities more than anybody else. And a lot of these laws were designed so that officers could go after low-level criminals or minorities and say, oh, you got a pocket knife. Well, that's illegal. We're toting you off to jail. Or we're going to fine you or whatever. And so that is, it's a good thing. They see that in New York, it was amazing things. Knife Rights was lobbying there to change the state law so that New York City couldn't prosecute. They had prosecuted tens of thousands of people on carrying ordinary pocket knives with the claim that they were, quote, gravity knives. And the way they defined a gravity knife, it was originally meant for a particular knife that was issued to paratroopers. But they have twisted the definition in New York City, not in the rest of the state, but in New York City, to mean that if you could, by any means whatsoever, with one hand, flick that knife just right to get the blade to open, it's a gravity knife. And I'll tell you, with a lot of practice, you can do it with most knives. If you just work at it and think, you know, work on your technique a little bit. I've done this. I've played around with it myself. And, you know, in the courtroom, they'd let a police officer have like two or three tries. And, of course, they put forward the police officer who'd work with it the most and practiced the most. And he could get ordinary folding pocket knives to open up with a just so flick. And then they'd call it a gravity knife and say that they had a sterling case to arrest this guy on illegal possession of a knife. And these knives are sold throughout the United States without anybody else saying they're gravity knives. Well, Knife Rights worked, and they had the ACLU on their side. They had a bunch of liberals on their side. They got the New York legislature to pass it twice, once, I think, with one vote dissenting, and the second time unanimously. And both times, the governor of New York, Cuomo, vetoed the bill. Amazing, and they couldn't get the New York. It's very hard to override a veto in New York. Finally, the third time, with it looking like a court case was going to go through, Cuomo grudgingly signed the bill.
Right.
It took him like 5 or 6 years, maybe longer, to get this done.
Right.
And it's just amazing. And the prosecutor, Vance, I think it's Vance, don't hold me to that because he's like a district attorney in either Manhattan or in New York City. And he was actually sort of running an extortion racket or something very similar to it, where he'd go to stores and they'd have ordinary pocket knives and they'd say, hey, you got an illegal knife. We're going to fine you, you know, $10,000 a day or whatever. But if you come up with $10,000 for my very special knife education fund run out of my office, then we're not going to fine you.
Wow.
And they did that for a bunch of businesses.
Yeah. And did he get caught?
It was considered legal.
That was considered legal extortion.
Yeah. Well, I call it, it would be called legal extortion because he had this knife education fund run out of his office, which looks to me like it could be just a slush fund, but it was run out of his office. And then these businesses would donate money to it, and then they wouldn't get prosecuted.
Donate.
And he said, well, I've got a perfectly good case to prosecute them on. I'm just giving them a favor.
There you go. All right. Donate.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the first break. And Dean Weingarten has the distinction of being read by more than any other writer in the United States in the gun niche. This is not me saying this. This is a publisher saying this. This is Freddie Reel at Ammoland.com. You can find 1,500 of these articles, well over 1,500 of these articles, because he's written over 3,000. You can find them at Ammoland.com. And all of this stuff that we talk about, all the stuff that he brings up, if he's either written about it or he's about to write about it, you can catch it all there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. And you wrote an article about a handgun shop in the U.K.
Oh, yes. That's always of interest to me because the U.K., it is increasing in crime, but it still is pretty low crime rate. And all over the world, where weapons, firearms particularly, are highly restricted, you have these small shops spring up that make firearms for the black market. And they're common in India. They're becoming common in China. You see them in Africa, particularly in Kenya and Nigeria. They're common in Brazil. They've happened in Australia and in Canada. You don't see them so much in the United States because we can pretty much get most of the guns we want pretty easily.
Right.
But you didn't necessarily see a whole lot of them in the UK, the United Kingdom, England. But this shop shocked the authorities there, and they called it a large-scale gun factory. And I first wrote about this a year ago. I think they found it in 2018. But the large-scale gun factory consisted of a Bridgeport mill that almost certainly came over with lend-lease and a lathe and a couple of other items. It's just a small shop. There's millions of shops in the United States better equipped than that. But they were making, and I just got some details recently, and that's what was interesting. They were making copies of the Browning 1922 design. And I don't know why they settled on that particular design. I guess they thought it was easier to make, or maybe they had a copy of the pistol. And
right.
It said that when they raided the shop, they found parts and pieces to roughly 100 of these pistols there. Now, from my studies on what it takes to make guns in these small shops, they probably were capable of turning out somewhere around 30 or 40 a month without too much trouble. Once you get the jig set up and you have the machinery, it's not too hard for a couple of craftsmen to put out a pistol a day. And they had some shortcuts. They didn't put any sights on this pistol, and they didn't put any rifling in the barrel. And that made it a little easier to produce. And when there's a video, and it's on the Amaland article, there's a link to it, and it shows the police test firing this pistol. And it goes bang every time the trigger is pulled. It's just that it doesn't feed real well.
Right.
So you kind of have to manually assist it for each shot. But that's not that bad. It only takes a little bit of a push forward on the slide to make it feed. And then it goes bang. But the bullets are keyholing at about 10 feet. Well, you know, if you're only shooting out to maybe 10 yards, that's not too much of a problem. You can still hit a man-sized target pretty well. And it said that a couple of these pistols were implicated in some attempted murders in the UK. So they were getting into the criminal system. I don't know how much they were charging for them. I'd read some account that a smuggled-in semi-automatic, like a Makarov or something like that, was going for about $2,000 in the UK in the black market. So if you could make them and not smuggle them, and they worked reasonably well, you know, I would think $1,500 wouldn't be unreasonable. And I don't know how much they were getting for these particular pistols. But the machinery, the mechanism, the technology that it takes to make conventional firearms is well known, and we've known it for a long time. And everybody from Afghani tribesmen to Nigerian peasants, to Chinese entrepreneurs, you know, to Canadian small machinist shops, make them when they feel there's a profit in it. It's not hard. You can't stop the signal, as they say. You don't need a 3D printer to make these guns. They make them in Brazil and all over the world. It's just a question of how much demand there is for them. And the more controls, the more difficult you make it to get factory arms, the more these small shops will pop up. And of course, they don't have safety regulations, and they're not particularly interested if these guns blow up after 1,000 rounds. You know, if they fire 50, that's probably more than the use than they would ordinarily get in the course of a few years. And so you actually work against your own interest if your interests are actually safety. But I think you and I agree that the people pushing for strict controls aren't really interested in safety. They want disarm for a number of
reasons. Yeah, they're not interested in safety. That has nothing to do with safety. That's a smokescreen, a subterfuge. It has nothing at all to do with us being safe.
When they say safety, they're using an Orwellian phrase, which means I want the whole population, or I want to be safe from the population. So that's safety.
I don't want anybody else
to have a gun.
I think that given all the other stuff that they want, the single payer, the climate change, the way they want to tax everybody half to death, forgive college debt, all these other things, make a wage a mandated thing that they're in control of, I think that they have to get the guns in order for that agenda to go forward.
We don't see any totalitarian regime that doesn't put strict controls on the availability of guns for the people it deems to be its opponents.
Right.
And people say that Hitler loosened up gun laws in 1938 in the Third Reich. But the thing is, he loosened them up for party members. So he made it easy for his followers to get guns, but Jews and other people deemed enemies of the state were under very, very stringent penalties if they happened to keep a gun or have a gun. Or even, I think, any other weapon, probably some knives and clubs. It was pretty strict. And the same thing in Iraq with Saddam Hussein. His followers could get guns. It's just everybody else that wasn't allowed to have them.
Oh, how nice. Well, you got to have your favorites. And if you're a tyrant, you can't trust too many people. You better be trusting some people with guns.
You've got to have some followers or you don't stay in power.
That's right. A leader without followers is a very lonely person. Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. You can catch his stuff at ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Las Vegas one day ahead of the Nevada caucuses on the Democratic side of things. Mulan Patel was at that rally, and he tells Fox News Republicans are energized this election year.
Yeah, I think this time's definitely different because Trump's been here for 4 years. We've got so much done with the economy, with our trade deals, with everything, and our country has improved so much, and we've seen what the Democrats have wanted to do to this country.
Reports indicate that the jury has reached a verdict in 3 of the 5 counts brought against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. NBC legal analyst Ron Allen discusses a note from the jury that claims they are hung on 2 counts.
By saying that they are hung on counts 1 and 3, this means that we can readily believe that the jury has found him guilty of one of those other charges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten. And Dean, you know, I don't remember if we ever spoke of this. I don't remember if I was sick when this was going on or whatever was happening, but you wrote a very, very good article about this Harris County couple that got killed in a no-knock raid. And tell me a little bit about that.
That's a really nasty case, and I think we did, but it might have been a year ago. This has been going on for some time, and they've been, I think February of 19, about a year ago, when it broke. And yeah, we talked about it at least once, but it's this really nasty case where you had a no-knock raid in Houston. And they went to the house of this couple, and they claimed that they were dealing drugs and they had guns. They claimed the informant had made a buy at the house just the day before. And all of the people who did the raid, all the police officers, were undercover narcotics agents, undercover narcotics agents. None of them wore cameras. They broke into the house. They shot the couple's dog. The man, Dennis Tuttle, apparently grabbed a .357, although this is somewhat disputed now, and fired back. He wounded, or 4 police officers were wounded by gunfire, including the officer that was the lead undercover officer in the case. And police started saying, you know, these horrible drug dealers shot our police officers. And the police killed both Dennis Tuttle and his wife. And it turned out they weren't drug dealers at all. The raid was totally bogus. The leading officer lied about an informant buying drugs there. No one ever had. Because he was wounded in the neck and the throat, he couldn't talk, and he was in the hospital. And they found drugs that were supposedly that he said that people were selling at the house. They didn't find any at the house. But guess what? They found some packets of them in his car. And they found an illegal firearm. No, that's not correct. A stolen handgun was in his car. And he and his partner are both under both federal and state indictments now. And I don't know if they're going to cut a plea deal or if they're just going to go to trial. But that's where it stands right now. And the Harris County prosecutor is hot on this, and so is the FBI. So we're seeing action on this case, and everybody now admits that it was not a legitimate raid, and they've changed what is required for no-knock raids in Harris County at this time and in the Houston PD.
Right.
And so something positive is coming out of this horrible situation where basically they murdered two innocent people who had no police records to speak of. I think the woman, the wife, had a bad check, several years ago.
What a desperado. That's
come up with.
Yeah.
That these people had. The husband was a Navy veteran, disabled Navy vet. And, when you look at it, there was no real warning. They just knocked down the door and then shot the dog that they claimed was charging at him. Only when it was dead, it was found to be across the room and nowhere close to him.
Right.
And then they killed everybody in the house. So it looked
the only plea deal. Now, if they were to make a plea deal, they would have to say how many times they have done this kind of thing, how many times they planted drugs, how many times they planted guns. I mean,
thousands of cases that are being under review.
Yeah.
And some of them have already been, one guy was in jail and they released him saying that they didn't believe the case was no longer valid because it was the officer that was involved. And when you look at this, you don't keep people in undercover narcotics status for long periods of time. Because the potential for corruption is so great. And yet this guy had been an undercover narcotics officer in Harris County for the Houston PD for over 30 years. And all of the people in this squad who did the no-knock raid were undercover narcotics officers.
How was he undercover for 30 years? What was he doing? Was he in the mafia?
Yeah,
what was he doing?
A good question, what was going on. How do you stay undercover for 30 years? Don't people get to know you, you know?
Why would an undercover officer that's actually on assignment go and be on a raid at all?
Well, that's a good question. I would think you'd have a SWAT team that would do that.
And standing SWAT team,
the officers who are building cases from those going on raids. But that's not what happened in this case. And the prosecutor for Harris County is saying they're looking at all of this. They're asking people to come forward with any information if they think there was corruption involved. Oh, and it just so happens the FBI said that this officer, the one who is under indictment, was also having a sexual relationship with one of his informants. Gee, that's a surprise.
That's quite the tale to be woven there. I mean,
it is.
Which
I think I have five articles, something like that, about this. So if you would, if anybody wants to, they can search Houston, No Knock Raid, Weingarten, Ameland, and they'll come up.
This is quite the story, simply because, I mean, this is the kind of thing you used to see on TV in the 70s, like on the Beretta show where you'd have the cop, or I saw this one time in a Chuck Norris movie where the guy had a throwaway gun and he would plant it on the body or something.
Right.
I mean, you sit out there and hope that's not the case.
I read about this just not long after it happened, and I was immediately suspicious. It just didn't add up. You do not have people in their late 50s being drug dealers out of a house they've lived in for 20 years as a solid married couple. and they had no wealth to speak of. And the neighbors said they were quiet and kept to themselves, and they didn't see any extra traffic. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. And so I was immediately suspicious and voiced my suspicions in an article, and people were just saying I'm anti-police and that the police are, had good reasons to do this, and they swore before a judge. And all that, the swearing before a judge was all true. It's just that the officer lied about it.
Sure.
And all my suspicions were borne out to be correct over time.
I don't think holding the police, you know, it's one thing to get out there where you, you know, when they're out there saying police do this and police do that, which, you know, the incidence of bad police is probably about the same incidence of the number of criminals percentage-wise in the United States, would you think?
I think
so?
It's smaller.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back 50 or 100 years, I think you had a lot more corruption, especially in the large cities where the political machines and the police force were basically just the arm that enforced, the enforcement arm of the corrupt political machine.
Right.
But we've changed in that last 50 years, and it's much harder to get away with corruption now.
Yeah.
And the police are more professional, and people's rights are respected more. And in the last 10 years, everybody has a video camera, and they record everything, and it's very hard to get away with anything.
Apparently, except for this Houston narcotics unit. Yeah. Let me get you to hang on right there, boss. We're going up on the last break. All of the stuff that Dean talks about, all the stuff that we have talked about tonight. Dean has written an article. I'm not making this stuff up. He has written about it. He has researched it. And he has obviously excellent memory retention, because I don't know when he wrote that other one, but it's pre-Christmas, I think. But in any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and I'm going back one more time and one more episode in time of the stuff that he has written. Because did we talk about the State of the Union address? Because the president made some very timely observations there, and you know, for in politics, most of the time in a State of the Union address, some of the stuff he was saying would not get spoken.
Yes. I think we might have mentioned it, but I'm willing to talk about it again if you like.
Please do. Yes, yes. I was on a lot of medication. I don't remember most of the stuff you said.
Yeah. Well, first off, I have to admit I am a fan of President Trump. In spite of not being perfect, and no one is perfect, I
sure
think he's done more than any president we have had ever in the United States for the Second Amendment. And the reason I say that, in spite of things like the bump stock fiasco, is the appointment of Judges Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, which are at least originalists, and they believe in what the original meaning of the Constitution was, and they're textualists. They believe we should go by the text of the Constitution, not some penumbra that we discovered somewhere because we want a certain outcome. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution about the right to abortion or the right to gay marriage, and yet we find those things in the Constitution, but we don't find anything that says you have a right to own and carry a gun around, even though it's explicitly stated so in the Second Amendment. So I'm a fan of President Trump for those reasons. And he did talk specifically about the Second Amendment. He started out by talking about the First Amendment and how freedom of religion is under attack in this country. And it clearly is. When you can say that you will take away someone's business because they refuse to do something they find violative of their conscience, such as supporting gay marriage, for example, freedom of religion is under attack. When you force nuns to pay for contraception in violation of their religious belief, freedom of religion is under attack. And he said, we are going to protect freedom of religion in this country. Then, using that as a segue, he went, we are also going to protect another right that's under siege all across the country. And I'm quoting here, so long as I am president, I will always protect your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, those are brave words. Most politicians will tell you, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, but, and then they start working on ways to infringe upon your Second Amendment right. So I think we have to, it's our duty to push President Trump to take actions to go with his words. Now, he's been severely constrained in his first 2 years. Many people will say, well, the Republicans had the House, and they had the Senate, and they had the President. Why didn't they pass the Hearing Protection Act? Why didn't we get nationwide reciprocity? Well, because we had a bunch of rhinos in the Republican House and in the Republican Senate who did everything they could to prevent President Trump from getting anything done. You might remember John McCain, for example. Sorry to say, he was a senator from Arizona. You might remember Jeff Flake. Let's see, and wasn't there a Speaker of the House from Wisconsin? Paul Ryan, who did just about everything he could to thwart President Trump's agenda in the House. So I know this is, it's going back to the well, and people will say, we always say this election means a lot. Well, this one does. They have, because we're in transition, and the people, the progressives who are in power and who run the media, and I think there's all kinds of studies showing that the media, people in the media are progressive leftists. I'm not just making this up. It's not a conspiracy theory. And those people are fighting very hard to keep their power. They have had power for about 50 years. I would say the media has been more important in selecting who's been president than the political parties have, because they decide who is an acceptable candidate. They decide what's a scandal and what isn't. They decided what the narrative would be, what stories made it to the nation, which stories were stopped. Well, they're having trouble doing that anymore. And because of that, President Trump was able to get elected and he stays in power. So if we can get a Republican majority in the House, keep the Senate and reelect President Trump, we have a chance anyway of restoring Second Amendment rights at the national level. And that's what I see. Not saying it absolutely will happen. It won't happen without pressure from us, from Second Amendment supporters. But given pressure, I think we can make progress. We've had some progress, but the old establishment, which includes almost all of the media and most of both of the old parties, although the Republicans finally seem to be coming along with Trump, they fight this tooth and nail. They absolutely hate the idea of a constitution that has teeth and imposes real limits on the federal government power.
Right. So, I remember when Ryan was still Speaker of the House, and he got out there publicly, and it took a while for them to get to that point, but he fought open carry for a very long time, although it did pass the House, and then for some reason it never got taken up by the by the Senate, sat in the Senate. And I think,
well, remember we had McCain and we had Flake in there, and and they were fighting. Remember, McCain had campaigned over and over and over again about I will repeal Obamacare, I will get rid of it, and then when the opportunity finally came under Trump, and it only required his vote to pass, to repeal it, he voted against repealing it, and he voted against President Trump. And I can only conclude that he was a complete hypocrite. He never intended to keep his word, and he lied about all that in order to get elected for many years.
I think with McCain and Mitt Romney, that they have both of those guys. If Bob Dole was still alive, he in politics, he'd probably be the same way. I think they have a lot of jealousy. I think those two had a lot of jealousy concerning Trump because Trump got elected. McCain, you know, he was beaten, maligned, and all this other stuff by the press and by Obama. He got told by Obama on national TV, "We won." And you know,
You know, they were very, the media was extremely nasty to Romney as well. Remember, he wanted to kill an employee and, you know, he was a animal abuser. And from what I hear of Romney personally, all that was just simply false.
Yeah.
And now, here he is, trying to curry favor with the media by going after Trump. It shows that he's lacking in a fair amount of character. I find it amazing that the media, personalities in the media, claim that Romney is showing all kinds of courage by doing exactly what they want him to do.
Yeah, but Romney took Trump's endorsement for the Senate.
Yes.
And Romney was willing to interview for the Secretary of the State job.
Right.
So, anyway.
But when it came time for him to stab Trump in the back, he was more than willing to do that, too.
Yeah. But I tell you what, before we run out of time, let me tell them where they can go find your stuff. Will you be back with me on Wednesday, I hope?
I certainly intend to be.
Very good, sir. You can find the stuff that Dean writes about at Ammoland.com. You know, Ammoland, I think, is probably the biggest aggregator of gun news in the United States today. If they're not, then they're tied with number one. And to be the most read person in the United States in the gun niche at Ammoland, well, Dean covers the ground. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be back on Monday, and between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.